Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, welcome to Football Land. It's me, Mark Davison. On my left is Ryan Baxter.
That's weird, isn't it? Because I'm going to have to put myself in people's left ear now. In the mix.
But that's where you like to be, though, isn't it?
I sometimes just listen with one headphone, so I won't hear you at all.
This is Anthony on my right.
Yeah, no,
so
I'm on your right.
If you're listening with one headphone, then there's loads of silence coming up.
Guys, I've got really terrible news.
No.
We're getting closer and closer to opening this park.
Yes.
That's good news, isn't it?
Football theme, where we haven't built anything yet.
We've been given $1 billion to build a football-themed theme park Qatari desert.
You don't need to tell me.
Oh, sorry, I thought you'd
forgotten
what we were
doing.
Why are
you telling me? I know we're not doing. We don't have $1 billion. We've got $1 billion minus the amount it costs to get a laptop and a nice pen.
I've got some expenses.
You've got some expenses.
What have you got?
Well, it's just like little bits like glue. Like the washing machine for the Steve Mechanical Bull was free because I just used
the old washing machine.
But that's not the actual Steve Mechanical Bull, is it? That's a prototype model.
Yeah. What about the dildo? Was that free?
No. But these are still expensive. That's the thing. I need to get a new washing machine because I've been washing my hands.
It's just covered in lube.
It's covered in lube and I've been washing my clothes by hand for the last six months, 18 months.
Yeah.
And there's all sorts of little bits of solder, lots of gaffer tape.
Yeah.
It's just little stuff that's building up. Yeah. And you've got a pen and you've got a laptop.
I have been testing Gary Lineker's Shit Your Pants Loop the Loop.
Ooh.
I have been testing that myself. I've got a swing in my back garden that I've managed to get it to go all the way around.
Have you got a very private garden?
Very private garden. Very big trees, very established trees at the bottom there.
Thank God.
And I've put up a screen anyway of corrugated iron. I've just put... you know the Romans actually used to wipe their bottoms with sponges?
Oh,
I did not
sponges
know that.
On sticks. Yeah, if you go to Hadrian's Wall, there's a whole photo of it.
Photo?
Yeah. There's a whole photo of it. Not a partial photo. A whole photo has survived from Roman times.
Well, it's not
of a man
exhibited. It's a guy outside in Wall's End. Some Geordie bloke just showing you a photo of whatever his bum with a stick.
They really wanted to be quite a distance from their bums, didn't they?
Well, they shared it. It was a communal bum wiping thing.
How did they...
You don't see this on Greg Jenner's podcast about history. You don't see this with Tony Robinson, but they got a sponge on a stick, they wipe their bum, and then you dab it in some water, and then you give it to the next person while looking them in the eye.
At least there's some water.
But I can just say to you now that the sponge is on the swing seat, and I've gone on it, and I go one loop, and afterwards I am clean as a whistle. Absolutely clean as a whistle.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I know we've got to get cracking and build stuff, and we've got too many ideas, if anything, but how about we just do one more spitballing of three
one
more ideas?
This is the last one, and then we get building, lads.
Apart from next
last week. We've got a Patreon later as well.
Oh, great. We've got a Patreon
coming
up. A new
ride from Patreon, so looking forward to that.
Okay.
Let me take your hand.
Right, so I'm going to kick off this episode and I am presenting to you John Terry's Football Land Farewell Tours. John Terry, not known for humility or reining things in. You may remember 5-6 years ago when he retired, when he left Chelsea actually, because he played another season after he left Chelsea, he played for Aston Villa in the Championship at the time. When he left Chelsea, he organised the most self-indulgent farewell moment in the history of football. It's astonishing. It was around the time of England's golden generation all retiring, and they were all quite indulgent, elongated farewells, quite torturous. Steven Gerrard's farewell
was just getting hammered by Stoke 6-0, wasn't it?
Yes, absolutely. His last Anfield appearance was against Crystal Palace,
yeah,
and they lost because everyone. It was like 3-1 or something because everyone was like, oh, boo-hoo, Steven Gerrard's leaving. Which, yeah, great servant for the club, but just you've still got a job to do. It's not like a pre-season friendly.
Did it matter,
really? His last
ever
game, I'm pretty sure you're right, was away to Stoke and they got absolutely thumped.
Yeah.
But John Terry's farewell was the most protracted of all of them. He arranged, because his shirt number was 26, it was a fixture at Stamford Bridge against Sunderland. He arranged on the 26th minute for whoever had possession to put it out.
Yeah.
And then a guard of honour from both teams clapped him off the field. And I mean, the only satisfaction.
How did bookmakers not get? I mean, there must have been some suspicious betting patterns there.
Well, you'd thought he wouldn't have kept quiet about that. He would have told everyone. Did we know in advance that was going to happen? I can't remember.
Well,
I remember it happening. I think they just organised it at the time. Thinking, what the
hell is
going on?
It wasn't quite like, I mean, during the First World War, when they all put down their guns and had a football match on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
They didn't. I don't think the bookies knew about that.
No.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, anyone betting on that at the time, I think, wouldn't have got audited.
I always wonder why John Terry was wearing a kind of Tommy outfit.
Yeah.
It was quite strange.
When the teams lined up for the handshake, he was in his own little trench. So
yeah, he was bayoneting everyone.
They nearly trod on his head because he was lower than everyone else.
So I'm guessing. Do you know what? I hope it's not Mark. I hope it's not every time someone leaves football land. At the end of the day, we've got to clap them for 26 minutes.
No.
Because that is going to be an absolute nightmare to police.
No, what this is in honour of the indulgence from John Terry, we hire him to organise anyone who is about to retire or have a leaving do, they're changing jobs or they're moving house or whatever. Mm-hmm. You can pay a small fortune and John Terry will organise something massively indulgent to happen on your trip to football out.
Oh, ooh. So not at your workplace.
No.
You don't put the photocopier down and everyone serenades you as you leave.
It could be part of it. I think there's no end to John Terry's indulgence. He could go the extra mile if you require. It'll cost you.
Well, it won't cost you anything because he'll give you an NFT. He'll print a picture of a monkey on Microsoft Paint. He'll give that to you and that'll be worth, double in a couple of years.
Yeah, I mean, that's a funding avenue for sure. That helps us as well.
Yeah.
Or does it? Actually, if we charge the earth and pass on a little bit of that to John Terry, it's probably better for us, isn't
it? Yeah, yeah.
So you can have whatever you want. I'm thinking, if you've served at a company for 26 years, then 26 minutes past each hour, the whole of Football Land stops, gives you a 2-minute standing ovation.
Yeah.
Everyone in the park, you can tell them how they address you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can demean everyone else, like the Sunderland players. I'm sure most of those Sunderland players in 2017 did not want to do that.
No, of course not. Especially not Duncan Watmore.
He kicked off. If you watch the footage, he is flicking V's at that guard of honour. Not a lot of people picked up on that at the time.
Yeah, he's sort of clapping, but in like the Star Trek sign, like that.
Yeah.
So it's very clearly a V motion. Mm.
Well, Vulcans can't clap, so it doesn't make a sound. If you try and clap using the Vulcan symbol, it doesn't make a sound.
Can they scissor?
They can scissor, yeah. That's there.
It's quite
sexy. Get up to after dark. It's actually really quite sexy.
It is.
Is it one per day? Because there's nothing worse than when you're in a restaurant and someone sings happy birthday on another table and you've all got to pretend to smile and look around and admire it and just
I
be like, oh, that's
that
nice,
do you
isn't
not
it?
Sing?
No, I try and ignore
you're
it.
Both miserable.
Yeah, I try and ignore
I find it. An affront to my, you know, because I've paid for this meal and this experience. Why am I having to? They need to give people ear defenders.
Would either of you actively sabotage an anonymous happy birthday in a Pizza Express?
Yeah, I would if I could. If
but,
I was
but
like,
have you?
No, but now you've planted that seed, I'm going to time that with my toilet break. So
shit on the cake.
As the cake comes.
Yeah. That's a bit much, mate.
I was going to go for blow out the candle on the way past.
What, with a gust of wind as you pass?
Yeah. Oh. Or maybe even just an extra bit.
Sorry, guys. Oh, that's a lovely cake.
definitely.
So, can you have someone sabotaging John Terry's big day? Because nobody actually likes John Terry.
Yeah, it's true.
So, it would be very grating for everyone to be having to respect not only John Terry but some douchebag that it's their last day at AXA insurance.
I think it's important to go back
AXA.
To
AXA. What did I call it? AXA.
AXA, as it's known to the rest of the population. Yeah.
If we go back to John Terry's final appearance in the Premier League, he was hated then, but he still got away with it because he's John Terry. So my plan originally, although it's changing and that's fine, my plan originally was you get people to pay an obscene amount of money and they control whatever they want and John Terry has to organise it.
One person a day. John Terry can't be, look at his diary, he can't be organising more than one a day.
Do we do one a day or do we have a day devoted to leaving dues where it's just carnage?
Leaving due day.
Leaving due day. We just call it due day.
Get them out of the way.
D-Day.
I'm just trying to think of John Terry's workload and I just don't know if he's going to be able to. He's not Mrs. Doubtfire. He's not going to be able to run around or like the Vicar of Dibley when she had seven Christmas dinners.
Yeah. Poor John Terry.
We're going to have to get him, hook him up with a wedding planner. Because an events organiser, but pressure. That's the most pressured events organiser you can have.
He's a very organised man. Like, when he became a coach, a lot was said about him turning up with a notepad and pen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
A lot was made of that.
Yeah.
So
he even had a spare pen in case the first one ran out.
That is so low in football, isn't it?
Yeah, there was a lot made of that. So I don't worry about that aspect of John because I think he's very dedicated.
Yeah.
He's very dedicated to himself and his own leaving.
Yeah.
I think that's important, isn't it?
I think that might translate.
We're going to have to tell him this is you replicating your leaving due every day. Otherwise, because he's not going to do something for someone else.
Well, he chose the number 26 because he wanted to sit next in the dressing room to Zola and learn from Zola, who is like number 25. Right.
Yeah.
And so let's sit him at Football Land next to the best wedding planner we can find.
Yeah.
Who is 27 years old?
Jennifer Lopez.
She's a bit older than that.
But
she's got to be 27. Or he has got to be 27.
She's wildly sort of like quite widely known as a method actor.
Mm.
Is she?
Yeah,
she's like the Daniel Day-Lewis.
She's like Daniel Day-Lewis of
pop slash acting.
Yeah, acting. Pacting. And she went full method when she did that film.
Yeah,
The Wedding Planner. If it was J-Lo
so it might not have even been her.
It might not have even.
That is the dedication.
She got so into the role that she became a wedding planner, and then actually couldn't make the shooting of the film.
Yeah. Mm.
So they might use another actress if I am misremembering.
And she wasn't even Oscar nominated for that. It's a tragedy.
It was Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, that's good,
she starred alongside Matthew McConaughey, who is into football himself. We bring him in.
Yeah.
We link him up with JT. JT and J Lo.
JT and J Lo.
Yes. And he can be
J Lo T.
We change his name to JP. So that they're all together in the dressing room
Matthew
at Football
McConaughey.
Land.
Why did it Matthew McConaughey role?
Because he was in the wedding planner.
Yeah, I know, but...
And he loves his football.
We're going to have to pay for J-Lo.
Yeah,
JT. Don't bring McConaughey in.
He needs a J name as well.
And Gwyneth Paltrow. Give them all NFTs.
J-Pal.
Gwyneth Paltrow loves NFTs. JT can just give him all in each... We make him just go on... Give him a printer and like a Game Boy Advance, you know, which had the little printer next to it. Yep. Do you remember that?
Yep.
And just get him drawing those shit pictures he does.
Yeah.
And maybe we get him to draw the logo of Football Land, which we then can then sue him for. So then we can make money out of that.
I will vote this in if I never have to meet JT.
Great. Done.
All right. Yep.
Done.
We can arrange that. All in favour of John Terry's Football Land farewell tours becoming part of Football Land? After three, say aye. 3, 2, 1.
Aye. Congratulations, Mark. That's a winner.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, just keep him away from me.
Footballand. I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Anthony, you have a ride stroke experience to suggest.
This is a ride idea. It's called Alison's Pecker. Now, I want to make this really clear. This is not to do with genitals, okay? We've got so many genitals, and I know that Alison Becker, I mean, you can misconstrue that,
yes,
to become a like a penis pun, penis-shaped ride.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's not a penis. It's not. This needs to be a ride that children can enjoy too.
Okay.
We've got so many.
I've got a quick suggestion.
Go on.
Alison's Woodbecker.
Yeah. Yeah, Alison's Woodbecker. Yeah, you're right. Alison's Woodpecker. Woodbecker.
Yeah.
Woodpecker.
No,
Woodbecker.
No. Woodbecker. If you want to get away from penises, adding the word wood is not going to help.
This is an amazing experience. Mm. 30 people at a time. So imagine the Whoa. Queue. The queue is going to go down quickly.
Good.
And it ties into, you know, the shared experience, which was so magical about Squid Game. Like,
death.
Oh, we're all playing this together, and, yeah, you know, who's the last person? It's going to be amazing. But you don't die if you lose straight away. Imagine a giant area, a circular area, about the size of a squash court.
What do you mean? What's that?
It's not a squash court, no.
It's a circular area. I'm imagining about the size of a cricket pitch, okay?
Oh,
a cricket pitch.
Yeah.
Fiberglass Alison.
Fiberglass Alison.
Fiberglass Alison, which would be a great name for a child.
Or
a very tall child.
Or an indie band.
Oh, this is a Fiberglass Alison. Welcome there to the class. Right. stands in the middle. Right.
How big?
So big that when, you know those birds that drink, you know those executive toy birds when they're full of water and they peck water?
Yeah.
So that's the mechanism we're thinking, okay? Yeah. But it can go 360 degrees around the cricket pitch on an axis
as
the boundary rope.
Radius of the pitch.
Yeah, but the head can go up and down. So it can peck anywhere on the cricket pitch.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It can peck anywhere.
Yeah.
And it's quite random. No, it's heat seeking.
Ooh.
It's heat seeking.
It's almost like
it's
you're making this up on the spot.
Bird.
Yeah.
Alison, the goalkeeper, in full goalkeeper kit,
yeah,
but with a giant woodpecker's beak.
Oh.
Okay?
Yeah.
And that beak is about the size of a human, right?
Okay.
It's like a tunnelly beak.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
These 30 people, you get let loose on the cricket field, you're running around, you're trying to avoid being pecked by Alison.
Mm.
Okay? So Alison, like, bends down, pecks, heat-seeking, remember, so he's trying to find you and peck you up.
Yeah.
Okay? You get pecked up, you get swallowed and sent down into the shaft of Alison. Into the fiberglass shaft.
No, just a tunnel, a bit like, you know,
as we said before, outside a builder's scaffolding, you know, those big bucket things that you put the waste down.
Christmas tree.
Anyway, and you get sent down that, if you get pecked up, into the gift shop.
Ooh.
Into the gift shop and the exit, okay? So that's your slide out. Last person there wins and gets a little signed photo and Q&A with Loris Carius.
Gets to avoid the gift shop.
Avoid the gift shop, because the gift shop's really shit.
Yeah.
It's all just Simon Mignolet stuff. So yeah, simple pecking device.
Yeah.
And it's just fun for everyone.
It sounds great.
I think we literally, you know, we need to, at football and there's so many penis rides, I think we even just say on the sign, like, this, you know, children, this is a penis-free zone, you know. There's no penises here.
Or
we put that in the literature somehow, you know, like a limerick.
We do a one-off late night and summer special where you're getting hoovered up by Pecker.
And that can be the after night, so the Hollyoaks late night special version. Yeah.
And he's sort of bending forward.
Well, he's thrusting like grease.
Yeah, he's sort of drilling his pinoche into the ground, but if you're caught underneath it, you get sucked up.
Well, it's heat-seeking.
Heat-seeking, yeah.
So, yeah.
We just need to make doubly sure that when there's children around, that element of the ride is not active.
Well, it's after dark. We need to say, you know, this is an 18 after dark. So we have a giant Lycra sort of Liverpool goalkeeper's kit for daytime, but then you can unzip it or unpop it, and then it turns like quite a sexy.
My wife fancies Alison. Unashamedly says he's gorgeous.
Oh, he's really nice looking.
Yeah, he's a lovely man.
But
as
with a massive 10-foot beak.
Well, she's into birds, so that would be an improvement in her.
Yeah. I don't think the beak needs to be 10-foot. There's not many 10-foot humans. He said the
7-foot.
That's a good point.
What if Jan Koller's playing?
I wouldn't. I don't think we need to add an extra 3 feet onto the beak.
Can we?
And also, you need to sort of when he picks out. I think there's got to be a suction device in that.
Yeah.
So it sucks you up, and then you know when a bird swallows water and it like arches its neck back and sort of like that sort of motion. Yeah.
I don't think we can rely on magic. Have that happen.
When that's happening, do you have a chance of escape? If he's doing his bird throaty wobble, can you get back out the beak?
I think so. I think you can. And let's, for goodness sake, let's be safety orientated here. Let's put some small trampolines around, or bouncy castle sort of just around the fall zone around Alison.
We've got to make sure that's not in range of his beak, because if he pecks a trampoline, he's going to smack the back of his head on the other side of the pit.
I don't remember the story of them.
This isn't a parable.
Oh, I was going to say.
Yeah, it's not in the Bible, this one.
I don't remember the story of the giant beak.
I don't remember the story.
It turns into a penis late night.
Of Jonah and the whale. But I remember, I think a fella lived in there for a bit.
Mm.
Is there that opportunity?
Yeah, there is actually an opportunity to live inside Alison.
Could you kind of stop yourself sliding?
How I imagine chimney sweeps in Victorian Britain used to sort of climb up, scale up, scale up and scale down. And if we need to clean it as well, we need to get some chimney sweeps up there. Let's bring chimney sweeps back.
For goodness sake, it's a dying trade.
It's a dying trade, and children are underemployed as it is. We can get the employment figures up.
Can we get the Alison, fiberglass Alison, to bend at the knee and sit down? And so could you like be hoovered up by his bum?
I think so. Ooh. Yeah, I think so.
And that's child friendly, isn't it?
Yeah, I had to get the bum in there. It is child friendly. It's more friendly than
maybe if your
penis on his face.
If you're pecked up and you fail to escape the throaty wobble, as you're sliding towards the gift shop, you have a chance. He will sit down randomly, and if it coincides with you going past that bit of his anatomy, you can hang a left and get out through the bum.
Straight back into
it's
the
like
game.
It's like a second life.
Yeah, that's nice. The one thing I do know about woodpeckers is they make that noise from pecking on the wood.
Yeah.
It's like...
Yeah,
really
that's right.
Quick.
Yeah.
Could we have different tempos?
Yes.
You know, there's the occasional nod of like, got that kid.
Yeah,
got
like
that
the drinking bird.
And then all of a sudden it's just hoovered up, I don't know, 14 of the 30.
Yeah.
How sharp is his beak? Because if he if the heat seeking, or if you're particularly fast and you're trying to avoid it, could you get speared by the pointy bit of the beak?
Well, we could just put a soft bit on the end.
Mm. Yeah.
Like it looks a bit like a kind of beak helmet, like a beaky helmet in maybe in a different colour than the beak.
Yeah. Or so you could put foam around the rim.
Yeah.
Tell me more. Look at the foam on that.
I don't mind the foam around the rim. That's nice. But I think there is a genuine concern that Mark's saying that, you know, there could be an impact. So that's what the only reason I was thinking to kind of put a kind of a big bulbous padding on the end of it. There might be a couple of kids, you know, chatting.
Yeah, you don't chat on this.
You know, the pecker comes down, opens its mouth, hoovers up one child but crushes another. And that is a genuine concern.
I think we just have to have a sign up saying don't chat.
Don't chat, yeah.
It works with kids, doesn't it? Risk of death. Yeah. I suppose we do.
Don't chat, risk of death.
You do have keep your hands and legs.
Careless talk costs lives. We could even requisition some World War II propaganda.
We've got World War I Tommies in the JT ride. Yeah. We've got World War II Careless Whispers. we'll get you a visit from George Michael.
Sink ships.
But yeah, I think you do have that's quite common in keep your arms and legs in the vehicle at all times.
Yeah,
is quite a common fairground, theme park piece of warning. So
absolutely, stand behind the yellow line. Don't chat.
Yeah, don't chat. Risk of death.
All in favour of Alison Woodbecker? Say aye. 3, 2, 1.
Aye.
So it's happened.
It's really happened.
It's happened. It's been a little while, but we have got a Patreon. Callum Lightfoot has sent us a pitch, and it's called Player Manager, The Ride. He says, strap yourselves in, lads. What is the greatest moment that can happen in football? It is, of course, when a player manager subs himself on, effectively telling all his players that they are terrible and he'll have to do the job himself. He says, I have a ride idea that will celebrate this moment. Guests will be in a cart that will travel slowly along a track. In the cart will be a laser gun, which the guests will use to shoot at targets as the cart travels along.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, these targets will be giant football nets and will be blocked by cutouts of goalkeepers, so the guests can't see too much of the goal. When a guest hits a target, they will receive points, and a leaderboard will be in their cart to show their current score against the other guests. Guests will start out as Kenny Dalglish, attempting to win the double, going up against the likes of Bobby Mims in the 85-86 FA Cup. Ideally...
this is one for the kids.
This is one for Mark.
Kenny Dalglish didn't play in that final. He didn't sub himself on.
Oh, maybe there's a twist.
He scored the goal that won Liverpool the title the week before against Chelsea. It was 1-0 and he scored it, but he didn't select himself.
Did he sub himself on for Liverpool when he managed them again in the 2000s?
I wish.
That would have been amazing.
That's a real insult then. Ideally, we'll get the actual Bobby Mims to try and stop guests hitting the target, but a cutout would also be fine.
Okay.
However, no matter how good they are at hitting the target, the leaderboard will show each guest in the last place performing terribly. As the ride continues, they'll take on the role of Dennis Wise at Millwall.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay.
They'll compete for the 2004 FA Cup, but Tim Howard will be so large that they'll hardly be able to see the target of the goal and feel frustrated that they can't hit it.
Quite realistic.
Worry will soon hit the players as their performance on the leaderboard is becoming embarrassing. It's at this point that they realise they are no longer trying to win European Cups or FA Cups, but instead fighting off relegation from League Two as Gareth Ainsworth at Wickham.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
There's a narrative.
I'm enjoying this. I'm enjoying the stroll through player manager territory.
Yeah, this is the most effort anybody's ever put into a paper. Yeah. Thank you, Callum. Most guests will have no idea who the goalkeepers they are trying to get their laser past are, but they still won't be rising up the leaderboard. At this point, the ride will be stopped by the attendant. They'll tell the guests that they have been awful throughout the ride and told to get off halfway around the track.
Right.
The ride attendant will then get in the ride themselves.
Look, lot going on.
And start the ride up once again.
Going to have to hire these ride attendants as actors,
yeah,
basically.
I like this. The ride attendant will hit targets against League Two goalkeepers with ease and will soon rise up the leaderboard.
Wow.
Meanwhile, the original guests will have to walk around the end of the ride to simulate the long walk back to the changing room after a piss poor performance.
Right.
Well done, Callum.
So there's a lot going on.
Yeah. So basically, it's a lovely trip through player manager sort of history.
Yeah.
We're going to have to hire a lot of different attendants to be stopping this ride.
The one thing that I'm confused about, and maybe you two can help me, because Callum's not here with us. He's not died, but he's not
rest
in the room
soul.
With us. Correct me if I'm wrong. He said you start as Kenny Dalglish,
yeah,
but you're rubbish at the game. So is that kind of despairing about player managers?
I think this is the thing. You're despairing because you are a player. That is confusing.
There are a lot of other player managers that we've missed. Viali.
Yeah.
Hullet.
Zola. Yeah.
Both at Chelsea.
Gianfranco Zola was player manager.
Graham Souness at Rangers. Glenn Hoddle at Swindon and Chelsea.
Well, Glenn Hoddle just thought everyone was crap apart from him.
Yeah.
Just anyway.
Well,
he weren't even
right
England.
As well.
He would have tried to play player manager at England. That's probably why he stopped Gazza going at World Cup 98. He was like, well, there's a berth for me.
Yeah.
We could almost name this the Glenn Hoddle player manager ride.
Yeah.
Even though he's not in the ride.
I think we could
hire Glenn Hoddle to be the attendant.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then he would be better than everyone.
Give it here. Give me that laser gun. Come on.
Why are you firing a laser as well?
Well, Callum doesn't want footballs. And I think it's just he's thinking of the costs of firing footballs. Again and again, you can also doctor a laser, can't you? You can make a laser slightly off.
Yeah, but
slightly off
firing
balance, like
a laser
a fairground
past the goalkeeper's quite easy, isn't it?
I really pissed off an entire hotel once as like a 14-year-old with a laser pen. But it was great fun and it was really good because you could attach like different things to the front of it. So it wasn't just like you're shining it in somebody's balcony. It was, it'd be like Mickey Mouse on their wall.
Oh, yeah.
And
that's great.
Switch it and it'd be like a peace sign and stuff like that.
Oh, so if you could change the laser gun to have
footballs.
A little picture of Kenny Dalglish and then it turns into Dennis Wise. So you know who you are by the laser thingy.
That's
laser
great.
Projection.
That's great.
Because otherwise, how are you going to know who you are? You're not going to have like a little speaker just going, you're now Dennis Wise.
Glenn Hoddle is jogging alongside the car guy. you're Dennis Wise.
I love it. We don't have any player managers in this, and they're a dying breed. They're like pandas, aren't they? They don't mate.
Yeah, Glenn Hoddle and Kenny Dalglish were in a room for a couple of years, and there was no sexy times
just
at all.
Just eating bamboo, weren't they?
Yeah, they showed no interest in each other.
Yeah, and it's like the whole of like St. Petersburg Zoo were like, Jesus,
come on,
we need
we
you
want
some
a little
shag. Come on,
Hoddle Dalglish.
I guess managers are getting younger and younger. So there
might be more chance of them mating.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean?
Because they're more virile. Is that what you're saying?
No, I just thought that we were going to maybe get some more player managers soon.
Because they're younger. Yeah, yeah. Like Frank Lampard coming out of retirement. Let's vote on Callum Lightfoot then.
Yeah, well done. So all those in favour of that going in football land, say aye after three. One, two, three.
Aye. Congratulations,
well
Callum
done,
Lightfoot.
Callum.
Get your
well
patrons
done,
in.
Yeah.
Get your ride ideas into us. We will discuss them on football land and they will become a real ride. That is a guarantee.
Young man, we're building football land. I said, young man, we could do with a hand. I said, young man, do you understand? You could get in on this. You need to head on to PATREON now. PATREON. Send us whatever you. It might be good, it might stink. We will talk about it anyway. You need to head on to PATREON now. PATREON. Chuck in a couple of pound. We've got your thoughts all around. And it might just make our day.
Send us your ideas at patreon.com/footballland. Thank you.
Good. Oh, that's it. It's come to an end already. Thank you so much. What a lovely, lovely time we've had at Football Town.
It was nice to have a Patreon back. Yeah. That was good. Just put your feet up and just sort of...
Just let someone else do the work. And that's why we set that Patreon up. We don't need the money. We've got $1 billion.
Yeah.
Minus a laptop and a pen.
Yeah.
We just need to do less work. And that really helps when people send in your ride ideas. And please do. Keep sending them in.
Yep.
All right then.
Yep, all right. All right.
See you next time.
See you next time. Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.